baby.
Why do I feel like I've already introduced this guy? Fibsy Tourcamp, he's our gadget detective. How are you, Fibs?
I'm all right. I'm told I mustn't make you laugh.
I'm just having a nightmare.
Because you'll cough.
I'm just having a nightmare. Honestly, really, because I'm self-employed, you know, the people around me aren't. So they, I don't know, one little bit of bogey comes out their nose, they're off for a month. And I say to them, when you're self-employed, you can't be sick, as you well know.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have any problems with them leaving stuff?
What do you mean?
When the people, don't speak to me like that, I'm already married. When the people drop the stuff off that you test, are you always in?
Oh, I see. Not always, no. I mean, I use quite careful with tracking information to make sure I'm around to pick it up.
You've got to. I mean, it feels like, I mean, I don't want to give anybody ideas, but certainly it feels like people throwing things over fences, putting things in bins, putting things. It feels like a very vulnerable area in terms of security to me.
Yeah, I think the most vulnerable was when someone decided to put something under my car. And it had a lithium-ion battery, and it was the worst thing you can do is put it under the petrol tank of a car.
I can imagine. Yeah.
It didn't go up, but no. Also, I've got a lot of cameras up, so I know when things arrive, even if you know I'm not in.
I got lots of cameras up, and I could see them in colour stealing my car, and it didn't help me get it back. It didn't help me with the police. So now I'm just like, I just use it to monitor my wife now.
I'm sure she's glad to hear that. That's really. She's probably going through the house now trying to find the cameras.
Right? I think the thing is, right? You've been on so often now. I can't even disturb you with it. A couple of managers, I can still disturb here, but I can't do it with you.
Yeah, I was quite disturbed by you in the beginning. I was asking your colleagues, why doesn't Eddie like me? And they said, no, he's like that with everybody. Don't worry.
I don't believe that at all. I just don't like the fact that you got a deeper voice than me. Right, Fevs. Gadget Detective, I'm glad that the podcast is back. Before we end today, we'll let everybody know your job, and we're going to change the remit, I think, because there's so much we can do, is to help us out finding stuff that we don't think we need, make our life easier, and to find it at a bargain as well. What have we got? Where are we starting this week?
Okay, so we've got a gadget from Logitech. It's their brand new mouse. It's called the MX Master 4. And if you remember a couple of weeks ago, I spoke about the MX Master 3S, and I said to you, the new model's out. I haven't tested it yet, but now I have. And it's... I can just tell you in simple terms, it's the best mouse that I've used, unless you're particularly into gaming.
What makes a good mouse? Mrs. Nesta, so, it's really weird. I'm fiddling with the thing and all whatever, and she can't even begin to do anything unless she can use a mouse. So what makes a good one?
So for me, comfort and ergonomics has to be comfortable. I use a mouse many hours a day. The ability to use it on more than one device. So in my case, you know, I've got multiple computers, Macs, PCs, and iPads sitting around the place, and the ability not to have to have a separate mouse for each one, I think that's really clever. Something that has really good connectivity where the mouse doesn't, you know, it's a wireless mouse, it doesn't drop its connectivity, that's important. Clever software that goes with it is important, that just makes you more productive. And that's what, when I think about what the benefits of these ones are, those are all covered. So one unique headline feature of this mouse is it's got haptic feedback. So under your thumb is a little haptic motor. So you might be aware of this on iPhones and other smartphones, that it feels like a physical tap. You know, you get a bit of feedback. It's not a buzz. It's more like a thump or a pulsing, depending on what it is. So as the mouse goes from one screen to another, for example, as you swipe across from, say, a Mac to a PC, it gives you a little bump as if you'd physically gone over the thing. Let's say you're in Zoom and someone puts their hand up, you get a little bump on your mouse, so you know to look up and do it. So it's tactile.
What are the big differences between this and the last one you reviewed? Because I remember that being quite an impressive specimen also.
And it still is, by the way, and it can be had now for significantly cheaper than this model. So the big differences are, as I say, the haptic feedback. Logitech have introduced something called an actions ring, which is a circular menu with 8 shortcuts on it that pops up. And it's different for each app, and you can customize it for your different apps. So all the most common things that you do pop up just when you press a button on a special button on the mouse. That makes it a lot more productivity. Logitech claim it's a 63% reduction in the number of clicks you have to make. I haven't measured that, but it is good.
Not measured the clicks.
I haven't measured the clicks. The other thing is the connectivity. So they've improved the Bluetooth connectivity, but it also comes with a little USB-C dongle this time, which is called the Bolt Receiver. And that is wireless, like Bluetooth, but much more reliable. I don't know if you've had the experience of using devices with Bluetooth, but sometimes they drop the connection. These are the main improvements. The other things that remain the same are the 8,000 dots per inch sensor. The quiet clicks, let me give you an example, okay? This is a Logitech MX2, yeah? That's me just gently clicking the button. Now, this is the 4.
Did you know you were going to click the 2 and 4 when you came on today?
No, I just thought I'd give it a go.
Sorry. So you've got how many mouths? How many do you have connected?
I've got lots of mouths to feed. Thank you.
That's why you were on the show, because you're weird. You know that.
Why? Because you and I, we just click.
What? Come on, give us a recommend. Cost and storage, please.
4.5 stars. Best mouse I own.
Don't say that. Now Mrs. Lester's going to be good. You know, Fancy was on today.
Okay, but let me just tell you one thing. Yes. Its predecessor, the 3S, is now available in a Bluetooth-only version without the dongle, but you can get it for about £65 if you shop around. This is
£120. Yeah.
So you've got to want the extras.
She wants the very latest.
She wants the latest. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
So it's a Logitech MX Master.
She's used to high standards, Fancy.
When married you.
Ah, boom, boom. He's here all week. Right. Number 2, please.
Okay.
Hold on. One of the reasons, you know, we talk about deflation all the time, and Ola never buys anything, although except what you tell him to, because he thinks it's going to be cheaper next week. What I call deflation, even if it isn't what you call deflation. You've come on with one, which is really good. And then a couple of weeks later, you come on with another one, which is even better. I know you're not expecting anybody who bought the 3 to go out and buy the 4. How do I know that next week you're not going to come on with the 5?
Well, to give you an idea, so the 4 launched just now. The 3S, the predecessor, launched in June 2022. And the Master 3 launched in 2019. So it's not even as though it's every 2 or 3 years that they're updating.
So you came in late with the 3?
So, well, I came in with the 3S because it had dropped in price because the 4 had just been released. And at £65, it's a bargain.
Yes, that makes sense. Yeah, I just needed to clarify that. I don't want anybody disrespecting you except me. What's number 2?
Okay, so this is a smart home sensor. It's a 5-in-1 sensor from a company called Aqara, A-Q-A-R-A. It's called a Presence Multi-Sensor FP300. It is a smart sensor that detects the following things: your presence in the room or otherwise, even if you're not moving, as long as you're breathing, motion, ambient light, temperature, and humidity. And it uses you know, burglar alarms have these passive infrared. It has that, but it also has millimeter wave radar built into it. So it's extremely accurate and can just detect small movements. It can actually tell if a person's breathing, which is quite interesting.
We've got one. And if it's, you have to be careful the back window, because I've got it on the back windows, I've got it on whatever. And then, of course, it's monitored. Are these the ones that you get yourself as opposed to the ones that are monitored?
So, yeah. So you get this yourself. You connect it to a hub, and then you can connect it to, say, your lighting and your heating. Yeah, if you've got smart bulbs like Hue bulbs or other bulbs, or if you've got like Tado heating thermometer or something like that. So first of all, the technology means that you get lots fewer false triggers. So pets, curtains, fans, you know, all those sorts of things that trigger traditional sensors don't tend to trigger this. It's much more reliable. And it's, as I say, it's used with a hub. And the idea is you can save about 20% on your lighting and heating by having these sorts of devices, because it doesn't heat and light rooms that are empty. At the same time, if you're sitting still in a room, or in fact lying in bed, it will know you're there and not turn off your heating. But if you've left the room, and after a predetermined period, it will turn off the lights and or the heating as well. It can do lots of other clever things as well, but that means that it would normally pay for these things. Cost the sensor itself is about £50, just under, and you can get that back in about 6 months. Say you put one in the living room, if you just want to save on your lighting and heating that way, you can get it back in 6 months. So I think that this is the way forward. You know, lighting and heating is not going to get cheaper. It's always good to think about solar panels, but that's not for everybody. And I think as an interim or an adjunct solution, this is a really good one.
Well, so, with those, everybody, you know, thinking, how long is it going to take for me to get my money back and start getting some benefit out of it?
Well, with solar panels, you know, they're getting more energy efficient and a little bit cheaper as time goes by. So there is. And that's kind of important for this country because we're not Florida or California. You know, we don't have huge amounts of sunlight, but we do have enough for it to be worthwhile for many homes now. But it just needs to keep getting cheaper. You know, on the one hand, you don't want to leave it too late because you're spending all this money on energy bills. On the other hand, you go too early, the technology gets outdated, and then you end up wanting to replace it. In 2 years' time. So there is a role for that, but I think this sort of thing, it doesn't matter even if you've got solar panels, or something like this in your home, and you can just do it room at a time. You know, just do one room, set it up, make it work, be happy with it, play with, you know, how you can use it, and you'll find new uses for it, like you can track your cat. It's kind of just fun. And it's called the Akara FP300. That's Foxtrot Papa 300.
How much better?
£49.99. It's literally just out. You will find, I think 28th of November, if I'm not wrong, is Black Friday. Both the mouse that we've talked about from Logitech and this, I would expect them to come down on or around that date.
Yeah, remember, I have a high expectation of you at that time. You need to camel track where it's been and find me the real bargain, not the kind of thing they're trying to fool people with. I say me, but of course you know I mean London. I would never use something on my show to benefit from. I'm just not that kind of guy.
But you know, camelcamelcamel.com is really important because often, and I'm looking at you, Amazon, when I'm saying this, often they'll mark something as a special offer, and when you track what the price has been, it's actually more expensive. It's gone up in price, and it's marked as a special offer because the previous offer was just a deeper offer, and this is still a special offer, but it's only 20% off instead of the 50%.
People don't have your best interest. Who would have thought that? Who would have thought the commercial operation would have done that?
So that, you know, there are laws about this sort of thing that I don't think are really applied to online sellers adequately. You know, laws that say it must have been on sale at a particular price for a certain number of days somewhere. You know, and stores used to get around it by picking, you know, a store in the Outer Hebrides and putting it on.
We have a duty to look after each other. I'm not waiting for any governmental organisation or any business that's formed to make as much money as possible to look after people. Camel. Just check it out. See if you can navigate it. We'll probably do a whole programme on websites so you can look at that might help you get the best bargains possible. Because Ola, Eddie and Fevzi, we really like a bargain. What's number three, fella?
Number three is from 12 South. This is a company that produces accessories. They're a very Apple-like brand. In fact, a lot of their products are exclusive in Apple stores in the UK. They are not cheap. They are elegant and stylish. So that's
are they worth it, Fevzi?
I think this one is a higher in price than it should be, and I was going to tell you that. But again, I think Black Friday is coming up, and that's a good time to get like 20% off it or something.
So you're saying wait?
I would, because this is just out, and so it's selling at full price, first of all, and secondly, because we're just round the corner from Black Friday, as I say, 28th of November, I think. So I would wait for this one. So it's called the 12 South Power Cord. Mm. Spelt the American way without an H in it, or one word. And it's an all-in-one USB-C charger. And by that, I mean the charger bit, the gubbins, is built into the plug. And then it's got a permanently attached USB-C cable. It comes in a 4-foot cable version, or a 10-foot cable version. And it's just designed to be simple. You know, like a mains device, you just get a cable, you plug it in, you plug it into the wall, and you're away. With USB, you've got to think about, okay, have I got enough power in the charger? Is this USB-C cable compatible? This is permanently bonded, so it has simplicity going for it. You know, that you don't have to hunt for cables or adapters. It's USB-C compatible. It does power delivery version 3. So it will charge iPhones, iPads, Google Pixels, all of them, even MacBook Airs. Not so much MacBook Pros. They need more power. This is 30-watt charger. But as I say, the thing is, these list price at $39.99 for the 4-foot version and $49.99 for the 10-foot version. I would like to see that cheaper. I'd like to see that, you know, 20-30% cheaper. But on the other hand, people buy very expensive gadgets and then try and spend £2 on eBay for a charger, and that's not right either. So
yeah, I've got to say, let me just say thank you for this, because one of the things, I was that guy. And until you came on, I've seen the benefit. It makes it last longer. It charges it faster. You feel safer. I would highly recommend that we don't, if we're going to scrimp on anything, that we wait until it's cheaper, as opposed to getting nonsense available in all these kind of pound shops or whatever. Yeah. Don't muck about with that.
And there are brands like, for example, Anker, A-N-K-E-R, others as well. They are a good compromise. They're not as expensive as buying an Apple or a Samsung charger, for example, but they're not your tuppenny halfpenny ones as well. And the thing is, it's not just that these things can burst into flames, and not, you know, some of the cheaper ones can. And I did some research into this, and you know, even when they have the safety marks on them, a lot of those are self-certified by the manufacturers. They haven't actually been through any process. And certain, I'm looking at China in particular, but not just China. Certain really cheap products, and you know when something is too cheap, then you know you should know better than to buy that and attach that to a £1,000 laptop or iPad or whatever it is. You know, there is also a practice where products are certified, they send a good version for certification with decent components, and then they downgrade all the components and sell them on in bulk. And that practice happens when brands don't have brand recognition to lose. It's just like 100 different brands for the same cheapo product that you can get. And so it is worth paying more for a brand that is recognizable from a retailer who has something to lose if they sell you something bad.
See,
as well.
Why do you pick the end to do that? Why do you pick the end? Yeah, because I think next time, come with one thing and then let's have a chat. Because when you go off, I get asked all these questions. If you go through, let's say Amazon, because it's just easier, and you're trying to cross-check it against what's recommended, what's the best price, what's had the most reviews, you can see that the recognizable ones have had thousands and thousands and thousands, but the one that looks like it's got everything you want is a little known, and you just don't know whether you should take the chance. How can you tell if something is worth taking a chance?
You can't, and therefore it's not.
Ah, what a simple and ridiculous answer.
and yet very wise.
Why do you do that? You could have said that in a different way. You didn't have to make me feel less than.
No, but look, what you can do is, so you buy from a reputable retailer. Amazon is reputable, but bear in mind, lots of retailers are third-party retailers selling through the website. What you have to do, ideally, get one that's actually sold by Amazon and fulfilled by Amazon.
Something isn't right or it doesn't work out,
you
or
would hope that Amazon
or
do certain checks, right, and that right, they right. don't. So and also, you know, John Lewis or other stores that have got something about them to lose.
Can you do one in a minute?
Yeah.
Go on then, because you've got 1 minute left.
Okay, so that one we've just done, 3.5 stars for the 12 South power cord. Very quickly, yesterday Apple launched their M5 processor-based devices. So there's a new M5 iPad Pro, there's a new M5 MacBook Pro 14-inch, and there's a new Visor, you know, the Vision Pro with an M5. Now, I just want to make a few comments. The M5 iPad Pro is lovely, but really, because it's an iPad, it doesn't take advantage of it. So if you see a really cheap M4-based one, go for it if it's a decent discount. Number two, the M5 MacBook Pro. They've only launched the M5, not the M5 Pro or the M5 Max processors. Disappointing to see that it still doesn't support Wi-Fi 7. It's a pro laptop, starts at about £1,600, and still it hasn't got the latest version of the Wi-Fi on it. That's a bit disappointing, but the M5 is a great chip, worth having. The M5 Vision Pro is still about £3,500. I wouldn't recommend anyone buy that unless you don't worry about that sort of money, because it's not clear to me that Apple will continue with this range.
You're not sure.
Meta have launched glasses, and I think Apple are now going to go down that route. And this may be
Iron Man.
This may be a technological dead end.
Tony Stark. Are they stylish glasses?
Yeah, I've got it in my chest. And it's pulsing.
Then let me just. You have to watch Iron Man to understand that. FMC, God bless you. How can they get the Gadget Detective? Where can they get it from?
The podcast. Go to gadgetdetective.com. That will take you to the podcast. You'll see the latest episodes. If you think any of them are worth listening to, then please subscribe. I'm keen for those numbers to go even higher. You know,
I just don't want to listen to it, because if I find that there's something on there that you haven't given to me, then I'm going to be upset with you.
Well, you can just request it. I'll bring it to you.
Oh, okay. You fulfill my every fantasy. Bye-bye.
Bye.